A reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord said to Elijah, "You shall anoint Elijah, son of Japheth of Abimahalah, as prophet to succeed you." Elijah set out and came upon Elisha, son of Japheth. As he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, he was following the 12th. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left the oxen, ran after Elijah and said, "Please, let me kiss my father and mother goodbye and I will follow you." Elijah answered, "Go back. Have I done anything to you?" Elisha left him and, taking the yoke of oxen, slaughtered them. He used the plowing equipment for fuel to boil their flesh and gave it to his people to eat. Then Elijah left and followed Elijah as his attendant. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You are my inheritance, O Lord. You are my inheritance, O Lord. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, "My Lord, are you? O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. You are my inheritance, O Lord." I bless the Lord, who counsels me. Even in the night, my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. You are my soul rejoices, my body too abides in confidence. But cause you will not abandon my soul to the nether world, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You are my of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. You are my inheritance, forever. You
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, for freedom Christ set us free. To stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you were called for freedom, brothers and sisters, but do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself."
Yes.
But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. I say then, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The word of the Lord.